The campaign has reached its deadline. How close did it get to reaching the goal?
We got about $1 million below the goal, right around there. We're about $500,000 below where we ended up last year. But you know what? We still raised over $7.4 million, which in today's environment is a lot of money, and that's really significant. So we're grateful.
How concerned are you about in the future with the settlement for the abuse scandal that there may be fewer donations in the coming years?
You know, it certainly is difficult times in our diocese, but I confer with other Catholic Charities leaders across the country, many of whom have been through the same thing or are going through the same thing. And, you know, the thing that I try to remain focused on, Tom, is this is God's project, and he's going to make sure that we have the resources that we need to do the work that he intends us to do. And so the agency is over 100 years old. We've survived world wars. We've survived global pandemic, natural disasters, social upheaval. So we will survive this as well. We are hopeful. We are always hopeful.
How do you prepare for fewer donations as you move forward, if that's the case?
Sure, absolutely. Much of our work is funded by contracts with various government entities, and we use the appeal donations to sort of fill in the gaps, if you will, and to subsidize certain programs that are not entirely covered, you know, by those contracts. So we've already in the last year, we've made some staffing adjustments. We have not eliminated any programs completely, except for those government-funded programs, which were defunded. That's out of our control. By and large, we're doing really, really very well. We continued to serve over 140,000 people last year. The need in the community actually continues to grow. As you're aware, the economy is not so great. There still continues to be a lot of upheaval in the employment market. People are uncertain about what's going on now for a variety of reasons. So the need continues to increase. The biggest concern, Tom, really, is the shrinking donor base. Traditionally, the vast majority of our donations come from people in the parishes, in the Catholic parishes. And as the parishes are consolidated and the number of parishes shrinks, and so the number of parishioners and people actually attending parishes shrinks, that's our donor base, and it's shrinking. We lost another 3,000 donors this year at the trend we've been seeing for a few years. And we've been trying to reach out to the greater community, you know, beyond the Catholic faithful, to make the case that we're serving everybody. We're not only serving people of our faith tradition. And so we're inviting the community to step up and help us help our neighbors, which is something Buffalo is very, very good at.
What is the path for Catholic Charities?
We plan to continue on the path we've been on for 100 years, Tom. We're not planning any major adjustments. We raised enough money in this year's appeal to continue our programming, pretty much at the same level of programming we've been doing last year. As I mentioned, we've trimmed a couple of administrative positions and a couple of mid-level positions to sort of tighten our belt. But by and large, we don't really plan any major changes at all.